Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I'm so grateful that you care to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are always receiving more and more support, more and more inspiration, more and more realizations, revelations, epiphanies as to what you must do to have leverage in a system and a time where the intention is that we have no leverage. Coming to a point and place where we are being railroaded and driven like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death, predicated by inebriation, intoxication, being fed like kids and shot up with all manners of inoculations, vaccinations, and bodies filled with so much hormones, antibiotics, nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, creating an artificial people, people who are unable to respond correctly and directly to being warred against, people who are lackadaisical about exerting a full effort in their living, not realizing that their things do not have the value of one beat of their heart or one breath that we take. I'm the one who really cares to remind us of how serious our time is upon the planet and to realize that we have been given time to realize the timelessness, that we are literally dwelling in the reality of eternity, that this now moment is filled with opportunity to really embrace the infinity of possibilities and to know that we have much more power than we've been socialized to believe. But the power comes as a result of the care, and the care comes as a result of every atom and every cell of your being realizing that you were not gifted to the planet just to become fodder and compost here. You were not gifted to the planet to eat yourself to death and drink yourself to death and do all of the things where death will be your natural tragic date with fate, when we are already in the realm of eternity. We are already in the realm of eternity. We are dwelling on a planet that is 80% water, highly charged mineralized waters that is spinning in the realm of eternity. We're living in a freaking rainbow, and everything that we have is a gift from the planet and the intelligence of men and women and those ones who can fabricate from the very basics of things to provide us with all of that which gives us comfort and allows us to feel some degree of richness and wealth because of all of the shiny things. All of that which sparkles, that which is silver and gold and this and that. And I'm saying whatever is in the earth is in us. But we having to come to a point in place where we realize that we are not here to spend our lives chasing money. Or to think that success in having money is success in life. Money did not exist always. And people still lived and they still created and they still thrived because intelligence is that which makes the world go round. Absolute and supreme intelligence and absolute law. And that we are living literally in an ocean of cosmic consciousness. And we each have been appropriated so much of it to be in a place in space where we are having the opportunity to really come to this now moment where we decide that we will be free from violation. We will be free from trepidation. We will be free from fear and doubt and insecurity and all of that by reclaiming the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of our lives, coming to this point point and place where we realize that these bodies are to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that they have been consecrated through the power of our thought, our word, our praying without ceasing, our acknowledging the divinity, our acknowledging how blessed we are, our caring to really infuse the highly mineralized waters of our bodies with that which is absolute truth, so that we are radiant in the light of supreme intelligence, that we are bathed in the love of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that we are literally the personification and individuations of nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence, male, female, both and neither. We are here for the express purpose of self-realizing, self-actualizing, harmonizing with the laws of existence, the will of existence, and the way of being that is exalted thought and exalted walk, so that we are responsible and taking and making it our ability to respond to create heaven on earth in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the agendas, in light of all of those ones who are in the progression of the errors of their forefathers and whatnot, who went on a world-conquering rampage that has morphed into a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, so that you are so distracted with the gladiator sports. The brothers, instead of realizing how to respond and being able to strategize a way to respond correctly and directly to being warred against, are literally distracted with all manners of butts and breasts and balls. And we're now having to come to a point in place where you realize that, you know, it's not about the brawn of a man. You understand? So you got all these men, they got all these muscles and whatnot, and they have not outthought a people who hate them. They feed from them. They support their own inebriation and intoxication. 99 cents out of every dollar goes back to those ones whose businesses these are. And then you work for these people. I'm just saying is that now we have to have a real deep realization about how we're contributing and participating with our own oppression and the oppression of our families, our children, and co-conspiring and being complacent with our own annihilation. And so I'm saying that, yes, we are here to enjoy the blessedness of being, but life is more than just having fun. And fun is much more than intoxicating and inebriating and dissipating one's life currency and one's life force. We're having to realize that you have the greatest degree and the greatest opportunity for walking in the light of the truth of the ones that you truly are when you are really caring to be mindful of how blessed you absolutely are. You have so much opportunity to transcend, transform, and transmute everything towards your greater good by acknowledging the sanctity, the sacredness, and the divinity of your being, and consciously caring to clear and cleanse your body from having been tainted and fed like kids in microdoses of all of the chemicals that are the evidence of the agenda against us, because there's nothing natural about us eating drug-laden food. Fruit and vegetation, oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, salts. You understand, we really do not require much for optimum cellular functioning. The issue is that after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of accumulation, concentration, contraindication of all of these things, then there has to be within oneself a desire to be cleared and cleansed from it all. And then the initiative to do what you can do on a daily basis, to whittle away at it and to know that the time is passing anyway. So if you had started 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, in doing a daily cleanse, just like you've been brushing your teeth every day, just like you have been bathing the outside between your legs and between your buttocks all this time, most of you, that you have the opportunity to do the internal cleansing now, because nobody focused on it. Nobody really encouraged us to realize how perfectly and divinely designed we are. Nobody really took us and sat us down to give us an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose in being on the planet actually is. our education should have given us the wherewithal to have an understanding, an understanding and a resolute standing with the high ethic and the morality and the sensibility, the frequency of love and cooperation and collaboration, and teaching us really how to have successful social dynamics and relationships. But divisiveness as the foundation of the warfare against us, where we are individuations of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence divided within ourselves, so that there are some things that we'll do that are in our best interest, but then there are other things that we do that are not in our best interest, and then there are those things that we do that are truly detrimental to ourselves. So as individuations of the intelligence of existence divided within oneself, you cannot really have successful relationships, marriages, business relationships, partnerships. And that's the intention, to divide and conquer frequency. And so when we realize that this is the methodology of our oppression, to contaminate and violate and pollute the bloodstream, then the methodology of our liberation has to be in the clearing, the cleansing, and the purification of the bloodstream. You cannot just have a blood transfusion and get somebody else's blood who's been brought up under the same culture of death culture, and then think that you're all right with somebody else's blood. And so we're having to renew ourselves. You say, be you renewed through the renewing of your mind. The best way to renew the mind is to cleanse the blood. The best way to cleanse the blood is to really reach for life, to come to a point where you're breathing intensely, fully, oxygenating your cells, your body, your brain, your bloodstream, hydrating, mineralized waters. They say alkalized water. Waters with the lime and the lemon and just different things that we have available to us that are not expensive. You do not have to spend $5 on a bottle of water. And then to realize that as intelligences of existence, there is power in our word. There is power in our thought. There is power in our alignment with the intelligence of existence, which is predicating all of existence itself. And so when we can acknowledge and invoke and call forth the intelligence of a thing, you understand, we could say, oh, well, I restore you to your original blueprint, whether you're dealing with the orange or the watermelon. You understand, but you have to be in integrity in terms of what you're doing daily to literally be empowered with the power of light, the power of love, the power of God as your absolute truth. Coming to a place and space where we care to be loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. See, a lot of people say that they love the intelligence of existence or that which they call God with their whole body, heart, mind, and soul. But if they did, then there would be no way for you to be drinking alcoholic beverages and smoking things and destroying the integrity of your lungs and doing that which truly is really not creating harmony and peace. Creates divisiveness, creates confusion. You understand, we're having to realize how the light works and to become light workers. But the light has to really be resonant within the fabric of our being, and that's why we clear and cleanse and consecrate. That's why we have the realization, the real eye being activated to realize how Mother Earth has provided everything, and that other things that are not for us have been cultivated by those who have had profit at their heart. Because Mother Earth doesn't grow starches naturally. And because we have been put in a place where we have come to love that which is detrimental to us. Love that which is creating constipation and congestion. Love that which is laying foundation for sickness, illness, and disease. Love that which puts us in a place where you can't hardly walk, you can't hardly see, you can't do any of the things that were gifted to you from the time that you came out your mother's womb, sparked by the intelligence of your father's life force. I'm just saying is that in our now moment, we have to be concerned about the reversal of issues that have crystallized in our tissues, because there is no healing in truth without the cleansing, because most of the issues we're having is because of the proliferation the saturation, the concentration, and the contraindication of chemicals that are colorless, odorless, and tasteless. Those things that are in your breakfast cereals and your hot dogs and your hamburgers and your chicken sandwiches and your chicken wings and all of these things. And I'm saying that we do not have to really worry about so many ones when we are not a detriment to ourselves. But there are those who want to hold the government guilty and offensive, and not to say they should not be held, but the issue is that nobody has a gun up to your head making you eat the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, smoking, drinking, and eating all of this garbage, and you're blowing up like a balloon and not doing what's in your best interest. And I'm saying that we have to realize the perfect and divine design of our functioning. We have to come to a point and place where we're willing to release and let go of our feeling entitled to be addicted to whatever, to come to a point and place where you will venture to see yourself whole, to consciously reach for your wholeness, to be in a place and space where you're no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about who you are, whose you are, why you are. And you are about the business of being in the fullness of that which is your gift, because there is not a freaking thing that you could beg, borrow, steal, be awarded, or rewarded that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. And all of the violation charged upon our blood, all of the chemicals, all of the inebriation, the intoxication, all of the violation, the trespasses, all of the harm, all of the cussing out, and all of the being beaten up and raped and all of that, your cells are carrying a memory of that. So we are having to really free the cell from all of this garbage. It's not just about being vegan and vegetarian. It's not about just saying, oh, well, I gave up pork 20 years ago. I just do fish and chicken. But here we are 20 years later, and the fish and the chicken have so much pathogens, so much poison, so much all of that. You're not doing yourself a favor. You are not a freaking flesh eater. Because if you were, then you would be eating the animals that are around you, because you would not really find cows and pigs and chicken naturally in your environment. These are animals that are being raised specifically for human consumption, but violated, poisoned. And I'm saying to us, let us not support the corporate deities of death any longer. Let us come to a point where we are literally exalting a full effort in our living. Because when it comes down to it, you have nobody to really blame where you have not exerted and exalted a full effort to do that which is going to ensure your greater good, your greater health, your greater wealth. But there is no wealth that is greater than self. And so the process of self-realization and self-actualization and harmonization with the will of existence, and knowing that the intelligence of existence is so intelligent and so beloving, so beneficent, that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody for the purposes of its own its own joy and appreciation of all of the miraculousness of all that it is. You understand the cosmic conformity of the multiplicity of diversity of the one that is. And we've been taught to disrespect, disregard, and to be in a place and space where you will not pay attention to the greatest gifts that you were given, which is light and love and wisdom and truth. But you pay attention to liars. You pay attention to those who distract you. You pay attention to those who will light your cigars and your Black and Miles and your hookah pipes and all of these things. I'm just saying is that the system is not set up to really empower us when we really realize how much toxicity is available to us, how much of what we have access to is detrimental to ourselves, but we have so much access to it. It's everywhere. And everybody wants to get in on it. You understand? Everybody wants to sell stuff because the people will buy it. Well, why am I going to be all conscientious about what I'm selling when the people will buy it? So yes, I will have the vending machines with the rotting turkey sandwiches and cheese in there at the workplace. I'm just saying is that people don't care. They say if you are silly enough, if you're stupid enough, if you are that much in desire for that which will kill you, then they will profit from it. And I'm saying that this is a complete aberration of what it is to be human, because all other beings non-human, exalt a full effort in their living. They do nothing to undermine themselves. They know their food. They excrete their waste. They know their kind. They perpetuate themselves. And they will respond when they sense that their lives are being threatened. The people don't do it because the behavior has been modified, because this is the impact and the effect of nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and all of that, which literally creates the pockets of toxicity that are called cysts and tumors and fibroid. And having a vegan form of the same standard American diet is not healthier, so that you will be sicker as a result of all of the toxins that are now flooding your system because you're not buying and you're not eating the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, but it's still in your vessel. It's still in your body, and those chemicals are in your body, and now they're becoming released and reabsorbing in your tissues, which is why so many ones, when they change their diet or when they go without eating for any length of time or when they're fasting, they feel, oh, I got so sick. Oh, my doctor told me I needed to have protein. Oh, have some chicken. You understand why? Because it stops the cleansing process so that you don't go through the discomfort. And so this is why there's an intelligence as to how to liberate ourselves. There's an order, there's a protocol, there's a way that is going to create the most expeditious cellular clearing, cleansing, consecration, purification, renewal, rebirth, and consciousness expansion possible in the least amount of time without the expenditure of tons of money. There's a psych going on to make you think that, oh, well, you don't appreciate anything unless you paid dearly for it. And I'm saying, I've talked to so many people who've paid dearly for so many ones programs, paid dearly for so many consultations, paid dearly for it, and they don't use it. They're not motivated. It was a whim. It was a act of desperation in the moment. And so they bought, but they didn't really get support. They did not apply it. They didn't get the results. Or if they did, they didn't stay with it because nobody was talking to us about consistent cellular repair, regeneration, and needing to feed the cells, fuel the cells after years of feeding an appetite. After years, decades of feeding a bastardized appetite, an appetite that does not serve your best interests, an appetite that literally blocks and obstructs your neurological force, blocks and obstructs your capacity for literally breathing, blocks and obstructs your circulation, creating all kinds of blood clots and all of these things. And then you rush to these hospitals, these trauma centers, and you get all of these tests, and you get no support in knowing what to do differently. And so in this now moment, I am always encouraging us to know that you are responsible for honoring your gifts. You are responsible for developing and cultivating a will to live in the midst of a system that intends to make sure that they're getting paid by everybody's frivolousness with their lives. We are in a now moment that is so powerful because all you have to do is make a decision that I will live. All you have to do is make a decision that I care to live in the light of the truth of the all that I am. All you have to do is begin to affirm and to begin to really declare that you have the will to live on behalf of those ones through whom you've come. You have the will to stand and to walk a stronger walk on behalf of those ones who could not, who did not know how to, on behalf of all of those whose lives have been taken from them as a result of a system that has seduced us into thinking that we got to die from something anyway, so we might as well enjoy killing ourselves. I'm just saying that in this now moment, you are being called to rise. You're being called to care. You're being called to stop participating with your own cellular oppression and to be in a place where you're knocking, asking, seeking, because you have a direct line of light to the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And the clearer and the cleaner you are, the greater your messages, the greater the light that will come to you and through you without you having to go on YouTube, without you having to go read books and go to the library and all of that. And I'm saying that if that's the way that you come to stimulate your mind, fine. But stimulating your mind and not moving your bowels is neither here nor there. You can't get free. Stimulating your mind is not the same thing as truly activating and freeing your spirit and harmonizing with your soul. Stimulating your mind and your genitals and all of the other urges that you have where you will not exalt a full effort and a full urge to really be in fully embraced in the love of that which is beating your heart and breathing you is not going to do you as well as fully accepting the blessedness of your being and dwelling in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present with every beat of your heart and every breath that you take, and to know that you are always immersed in its presence. It's a shift in our awareness. It's an expansion of our conscientiousness. It's the realization of the wealth and the gift of absolute and supreme intelligence. It is the foundation for that which is necessary for our truth and our resurrection. These are the keys: the care, the love, the visioning, the desire, the will, the intention, the faith, the confidence, the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration. See, they didn't talk to you about how to free up from the matrix. It's not just about not working a job. It's about getting the components of a death culture out of your body, out of your temple, from poisoning your blood and contaminating your mind. And so I am so grateful and so thankful for every now moment in which you will take the time to heed, to hear, to listen, to apply, to commit. Because you are here to serve the purposes in representing your lineages on behalf of the eternal order and the eternal government. And we are here to rise and to be the evidence of the resurrection, the liberation, and the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon this planet, because that is guaranteed success, and it's our time to be fully committed unto it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. So I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to turn my conscious thoughts towards this absolute and supreme reality, and to really encourage you to realize that there is one real eye that sees through each of our eyes and all eyes of existence. And we've been taught to disregard, disrespect, to be in a place and space where we don't acknowledge the divinity. We are not wrapped in the ever-embracing arms of the absolute. And I'm saying, no, let's get wrapped in the ever-embracing arms of the absolute, because that's what's beating our hearts and breathing us. There are no men who are responsible for beating our hearts and breathing us. But that absolute and supreme intelligence that is deserves a full attention, deserves our care to love the all that we all are as these points of its own very presence. See, the even playing field is that we are all dwelling in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence, immersed in nothing but an ocean that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal of cosmic consciousness. We've each come into this realm through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid of our fathers, and we have all been permeated and penetrated by artificial colors and flavors and nitrates, all of this stuff, and we all need cleansing. We all need to be cared for. We need to be supported in valuing the greatest gift that we were given, which is ourselves. We need to walk stronger walks on behalf of the ones through whom we've come, to realize the blessing and the gift, and to know that you shouldn't be really just trying to be astral traveling. You understand? It's like you come to the planet to learn how to walk in this realm upon the planet. You will be off the planet much longer than you were on, so learning how to walk the face of the earth so that you can get out alive is the real issue here. And so, coming to a point in place where it matters to us how we live in the light and as the light of supreme intelligence. There is nothing that we should be afraid of right now. See, a lot of people are steeped in a lot of fear and a lot of dread, and I'm saying you are not focused on that which is beating your heart. And for all of the compromise and all of the trespasses that we have personally participated with ourselves, then we can release and forgive ourselves for it. We can be in a much better place with a much greater thought. And the greatest thought is the reverence and regard and appreciation and appreciative love for the beingness that is. All being is supreme intelligence. Except for those who just insist on being dumbed down, inebriated, intoxicated, violating. You understand? Violent. You understand? Where does the violence come from? The violence comes from the contamination upon the blood of having fed from violated beings. But we don't have to continue to do this. And the consciousness of knowing that the chicken deserves its freedom, the cow deserves her freedom, the bull deserves his freedom, every living being loves its freedom. Because that's how intelligent the intelligence of existence is. So when ones and ones are captured, you understand, where they are denied their mobility and their freedom and their environment and whatnot, it creates issues for them. And these issues are charged upon their tissues, and you're eating these creatures that have these issues charged upon their tissues, and now their issues are becoming your issues. And you don't know where the depression is coming from. You don't know where the anger is coming from. You don't know where the frustration is coming from. You don't know where the fear is coming from. And I'm saying it's charged upon your blood. But we can cleanse the blood. We can heal our hearts. We can be completely receptive, open, and in a direct line of light with absolute and supreme intelligence, with absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, that we can hold ourselves to the accountability of caring to be able to respond to what is needed now in full participation as a global humanity, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. Yah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Allah, Jehovah. It doesn't matter what name we may give it. The issue is, we've been taught to call the names of these gods or whatever, but defiling the temple of which the intelligence of our being is dwelling. And so in this now moment, I'm just saying, let's care to do this. Let's care to realize the power that we have as we, the people, which much greater and in greater numbers than those who are trying to make puppets and cash cows out of everybody. See, the political response to being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide is what you do daily for yourselves and for yourself. It's not about just getting out and picketing. It's not just about petitioning. It's about how you care to exert and exalt a full effort in respecting and reverencing, appreciating, loving, and delighting in the gift and the blessedness of your being. I love you. Like mamas love their children, and the ones like myself who will not poison the children and will nourish and help clear and cleanse the children, because the children are destined to become men, the progenitor of lineages and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to be mothers and fathers and husbands and wives and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and so on and so forth. No, so I got love for you, baby. You understand, to come to a point and place where we are literally rejoicing in the gift and the blessedness of ourselves and each other. And I know it's hard sometimes to forgive yourself, but that's where the forgiveness starts. We have to really understand that what you hold on to that doesn't serve you, it doesn't uplift you, it doesn't make you feel good, then you really need to let it go, because it's not serving you. That which truly serves you is going to remind you of how gifted, how blessed, how wonderful you are in truth. That your situations, your circumstances, your addiction and whatnot is not your truth. You understand? Your condition is not your truth. Your sickness, your illness, and your disease is not your truth. Your truth is that you're this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that don't get sick. It is not disease, and it is not sinful. So I'm just saying, let's really just accept yourself in truth. The truth of yourself, and let everything else go. Because see, that's the agenda, to have us in a place where we feel bad. We are filled with guilt and shame and pain and game and blame and all of this. And I'm saying, that's the trick, to have you in a place where you fail to acknowledge the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of your own being on a daily basis. And then you're drinking and smoking, inebriating, intoxicating, gluttonous, and all of this, which literally will not allow for your development of your light body. So when it comes time to leave the earth, you've not properly prepared. And the accumulation, the contraindication, the saturation, and all of what we've done consistently over time that has created all the congestion and constipation and cancer and heart disease and diabetes and all of that. You should be literally daily exalting a full effort to reverse any of it, because it's all reversible. Regardless of what the doctors say, it's your mind over your matter. Your mind over your matter. The cleaner the blood, the greater the focus, the greater the clarity, the greater your potency, the greater your power, the greater your integrity. You understand? See, this is really the keys to our success, because we can be disciplined enough to accomplish proficiency in whatever area of talent, but you can be a talented musician and still not be confident about the other aspects of your life. You can be insecure and in fear. Phyllis Hyman was not happy in love. You understand? I mean, we had those ones who literally committed suicide. And all death is suicide when you're in the realm of eternity. So I'm just saying, let's really take the time to consider the gift and the blessing of our lives, and think about and really consider the blessings and all of those ones who've touched your life, all of those ones who've gifted to you, all of those ones who you've had the opportunity to serve and support, and those ones who have really contributed to your wellness, to your healing. There is so much to be grateful for and so much to be thankful for. And that gratitude and that thanksgiving opens up doors that you could not have possibly realized existed until you got in it. And I've seen and I've heard people change their lives because they change their perspective and their perception and their thought and their mind, to get to a point where they accepted the responsibility of cleansing the blood. So whichever way it comes, I'm just saying, let us no longer be satisfied with being dissatisfied, discontent, depressed, downhearted, downtrodden. You understand? No, you are able to lift your spirit up. That's why I do this. I do radio because I love being in a place and space where I can shift your frequency, shift your mood, put you in a place and space where you're reminded of how great and how blessed you are. You understand? I don't have to be paid to do this. But I want you to take it in, because I am aware that there are so many ones who've been listening for so long, and you're listening like this is entertainment, and I am not here to entertain you. I am here to encourage you. I am here to inspire you. I am here to uplift you. I am here to remind you that you are your gift. And the gifts, talents, skills, and abilities, and the love that we've experienced, and all that we have had, you can make it work to serve your greater elevation, to transcend, transform, and transmute all that you have experienced, whether you came up in the streets in foster care, whether you had the opulence and the affluence, and then your parents were not even there, but you had every freaking thing. You understand? Whatever the circumstance and situation, whether you had the silver spoon, the gold spoon, you understand, the copper spoon, the wood spoon, you ain't have no spoon, you had a heart, you had a mind, you had a mouth, and there was that which is beating your heart and breathing you that you need to be grateful for. And why would we not? Why would we continue to give attention to those who do not have anybody's best interest at heart, but then that which is blazing the sun, spinning the earth, you are not feeling insecure about it withdrawing anything from you. Ha! That which is beating your heart and breathing you, you are not insecure about that source taking itself from you. But you're concerned about these people saying you can't have this and you can't do that, and you got all manners of things available to you. So when one door shuts, another one opens. Some of you don't realize that so many of the children are already suicidal because they don't see what the hell is what this is about. They don't have anybody showing them the real brilliance and the blessedness of what it is to be. They're seeing violence. They're seeing drug addiction. They're seeing their parents beating each other and killing. They are seeing all kinds of things. And I'm saying that, yes, we have to come to a point in place where we have to cultivate the desire to not only live, but the desire to live in the light of the truth of ourselves. You understand? I was trying to figure out what that is this about at the age of 6. And then by 14, I had already been hit by a car, open heart surgery, all of this. And then I was at a place where I really wasn't trying to be here. And at 20, it was either living to make a difference in the world or not living at all, because I refused to be enslaved. And coming to a point in place where you're at that point, it's like, no, you're going to do this or you will not. But don't be lackadaisical about your life. You understand? And I'm saying, I have a lot of respect for people who just go ahead and get the hell on. But the issue is that is the evidence of not knowing, not trusting. Because of situations and circumstances, you see people who've been employed for years and then they get terminated. The job is terminated and they go on killing sprees and they kill themselves and they kill their families. All of this is the evidence of how nutritionally deficient they were, that they could not create within themselves a greater thought and to be tapped into the divine mind that gives us the ability to create our literal lives. Create our lives the way we want them to be. And so, and this is why I'm saying all death is suicide. We're in the realm of eternity. So it's not the way that we honor our lineages, because see, this is the trick. You're under an initiative to phase the lineages out of existence. So the more of our families, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts and uncles and whatnot, who are playing themselves so small that they're getting played right off the planet, that don't mean you need to do that. It means that you have to make a stronger commitment to live. You have to really be in a place where it matters to you. Why? Because you can accomplish whatever you will once you are in a place where you value the truth of yourself. You value every part of yourself. You value what God has gifted you. You value being. You value life. More than the money. See, these people have always had a vibration where their things, you understand, their things are more valuable than our lives. They don't have any respect for life itself. This is why we're in such chaos and confusion and stupidity and militarism and warfare and whatnot, because you're dealing and being dealt with by a sick people. And there's no supremacy in sickness. You understand? And so this is why I really don't speak to the issue of all of this being under white supremacy. It is by virtue of severe insecurity, stupidity, and the progression of illness of the bloodline that those ones have come on a world-conquering rampage that has morphed into a global initiative of depopulation, genocide, and zero population. And I'm saying we are much greater than anything that they can create. And we have to call upon, invoke, and step into the greatness of who we are by virtue of our care to be completely healed. And to be completely healed, you have to facilitate your daily internal cleansing and consecration and purification. Had I chosen to take my life at 20 because I could not see the point of why it is I would be living for the next 50, 60 years just working a job, trading men like you trade shoes, and then watching everybody die, and then be as impotent as a grain of sand on the beach, not being able to do anything about it. If I had changed, if I had decided to take my life, everybody's life would be different and nobody would know what the difference is. Generations would not have come forward. And it's amazing when you think about all of the ones who've influenced you, all of the ones who've inspired you, all of the ones who held you in their melodic voices and music and whatnot when it was just you by yourself. Who brought you out of that funk? Who put you in a place and space where you could see clearer? I'm just saying, we have duty and obligation and responsibility to live and to love and to lift and to honor and to liberate ourselves. It's not something that is, I mean, you cannot do it, but you'll die here. You understand? And nobody's going to really remember you because you didn't do anything except indulge in the death. And the people who you supported are not going to give a damn about you anyway. You understand? They're not going to care. They're not going to say, oh, well, we lost one of our major contributors. He said, oh, we got all of their proof of purchase seals, and in the course of 40 years of cigarette and alcohol and whatnot, they spent over $450,000, and now they're dead. But their grandparents, their grandchildren are there. We still have more to be addicted to. I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, we need to withdraw our support from those industries that are creating all of this filth and being complicit and complacent. The politics is a part of it. The church is a part of it. The miseducational system is a part of it. You understand? The business sector and the capitalism and the lie of democracy or democracy is a part of it. So I'm just saying, no. How do you stand beyond it is to acknowledge the eternity that we're in. Respect the reality that there is absolute law that governs. And consciously care to become a disciple of truth, because we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free. But to know the truth that you at this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to live in the light of the all that you are as a living intelligence of existence, not just a black man, a white man, a Chinese man, whatever. You understand? I'm just saying race, sex, nation, gender, ethnicity, preference, all of that is neither here nor there. It's all the reality of the divisiveness. We are all so absolutely and divinely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And if you can just focus on one thing, let's focus on that thing. I am so absolutely and divinely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of my heart. There isn't anything that anybody can give me that is greater than who and what I already am, but naked. I care to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, because I care to literally honor the lineages through whom I've come. I invoke and call forth those the greatness of my people to really have expression in my now moment. See, we get what we ask for. I'm just consciously caring to set the aspiration for what we're asking for to the height that we deserve to rise to. You understand? I say water meets it on its own level, but we're in an ocean. We're in an ocean of consciousness, and there's air in the water and water in the air. And we're reconstituting our bodies to be 80% highly charged, mineralized water, which holds the frequency and vibration of our thoughts and our desires and our care. And you can accept the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of your life. And it's not based upon Trump and what he's doing. It's not based upon Congress and what they're saying, because these people need cleansing also. You understand? Because there isn't anyone, and I can guarantee you this, there isn't anyone that has been sent to the planet through the wombs of their mother, sparked by the sacred fluid of their fathers, who are not here to serve and exalt life. And so those ones who feel as though they are entitled to be wrong, they're entitled to decide that we as a global populace, because of how many of us there are and how many more of us there will be through the natural process of mating, mating and giving birth for those of us who are healthy enough to do it. You understand? You don't have the right to determine that we do not have the right to our lives. And so this is the warfare, but the battleground is your bloodstream, your heart, and your mind. That's the battleground that these people are permeating and penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being. And I'm saying, let's get loose. Loose as a goose. Get that stuff out of your system. I'm just saying, we have to come to a point and place where we care to live. I'm just saying, I could have killed myself and I could have been taken out any number of time. I've been so close to leaving, through drowning, through open heart surgeries, through being hit by cars on two separate occasions, to car accidents. I'm just saying, but I am still present, and I will be present until I graduate the class of Earth residency, having done what I was here to do in ensuring the progression of us as a global humanity. That's what I'm accepting as my duty, obligation, and responsibility because of my salvation. Now, many of us have been saved, but you understand? Now, many of us have been saved, but you have not made commitments for your salvation. And I'm saying, make commitments for your salvation. Stop playing with this. And so, I'm not a religious person. I haven't been to church since I was 11, because nobody could talk to me about why people die. And for everything that I heard coming up in the church, that salvation comes through the blood of Christ. And I'm telling you that creating a bloodstream that bears no violation of rotting pigs and cows and chicken and fish and birds and all of the stuff that people are eating. I'm just saying, clean up. Why would you want to be in a sewer, living in a sewer that is your bloodstream, your lymphatic system, and your intracellular fluid has been contaminated? This is the methodology of our oppression. And so the methodology of our liberation is to create a clean bloodstream, a bloodstream that we charge with the frequency of our love and our devotion and our loyalty and our enthusiasm and our zealousness in being very determined to live, to glorify and honor our Creator, which is the highest and lowest common denominator of all of us, the intelligence of existence that is beating our hearts and breathing us, And so I'm all right with us being all right. I'm all right with you consciously applying yourself to walking the face of the earth as some of the most dynamic spirits on the planet. I want to encourage you to take that into your heart and your mind and to claim it and affirm it and declare it. But you cannot be on some stupid and do it. You can't be killing yourself and do it. You can't be just getting high and eating stuff and burning your lungs and then going to talk about, well, I was one of the best and most powerful spirits on the planet, and you all drunk and inebriated, intoxicated and stuff. It's not going to work. You have to honor your creator, and sobriety is the way to do that on behalf of the lineages that we represent, planet. So continue to have a wonderful, wonderful night, restful. And your number for life support is 678-760-9299. I love you with the perfect love. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be a blessing wherever you are.